suppose we're coming off the back of 4 years of revenue account surplus. We're not proposing a surplus now for 2019 because I suppose there's a serious increase in activity, which is welcome. But we are certainly coming in and proposing a balanced budget. And we have had some very significant announcements on the capital side, where we've had $3.3 million allocated to the Eastern Garve Oak Bridge and the approach roads. We've also had an additional $1.236 million allocated to the O'Connell Street Enhancement Scheme. And we've had $750,000 allocated and approved for the Sligo Cultural Plaza in Stephen Street Car Park. So all of that activity, I suppose, when you amalgamate it or put it together with last week's announcements for the Surf Centre and for the Yates Trail, there's a considerable amount of activity going on in Sligo right at the moment. That in itself we expect to bring, when you put it together with the N4 road improvement that will be starting in the first quarter 2019, and when you add it to the Western Distributor Road, we expect we will have in the region of 300 construction jobs on site next year in 2019, all of which will open up lands for development. It will increase the access to Sligo, and it will deal with some of the infrastructural bottlenecks that have existed for far too long in Sligo.